Now, more Drive Time Sports with Jordan Buscarini on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM, the play-by-play home of the USU Eastern Eagles.
What a weekend it was for sports here in the local area. It was actually huge. USU Eastern Volleyball, ranked number 6 in the country. They had a 14-game winning streak, finally getting to play a real home game. They welcome in number 5, Snow College, 2 unbeaten teams in conference play, and the Lady Eagles get a win in front of the hometown crowd Friday night in 5 sets. What a night. And then they had to follow that up with a Saturday game against Southern Nevada, and guess what? They passed with flying colors there in a straight set win. So now the Lady Eagles, they've won 16 consecutive games, 19-3 overall. We're going to talk about that weekend, and we'll also talk about what lies ahead this weekend, because equally important as they take on CSI in Salt Lake. Joining us over the phone right now, we have Coach Danielle Jensen. Coach, great to get you back on. Thank you.
Yeah, thanks for having me again.
Absolutely, Coach. This was truly one of the biggest weekends, really, in program history. I hate to use hyperbole, but when you think of the expectations and you look at the way the girls had played, riding a 14-game win streak into Friday's home opener against Snow College, number 6 versus number 5, we know the history between these two teams, the battles in the conference tournaments. This just seemed like one of the biggest weekends that I can remember, and the girls passed with flying colors.
Yeah, it was. They were so excited for this weekend, or this last weekend, and it's always a huge game for us. And with them being ranked ahead of us, it was, you know, exciting to be able to come out. And, you know, we didn't have anything to lose, but we also had everything, you know, with what we wanted to do with, like, standings and conference and that kind of a thing. We needed to beat them, and especially on our home court, we know we have to get those wins. They're really important, and so it was fun to see the girls and how they responded and to be able to keep their winning streak going.
In this game, Coach, you guys start off really hot, pick up the first set win, 25-17. Things seem to be well in control, but then Snow College bounces back, and they pick up back-to-back set wins, 25-21, 25-20. You guys have your backs up against the wall. Fortunately, you are at home, but what was your message to the girls after you guys fell down 2-1?
You know, when I talked to them after that third set, I could tell they were tense, and they just weren't playing loose. And when we play loose and we just kind of have fun, we're a different ball team. And I talked about that and talked about, you know, taking a deep breath and just playing our game and stop worrying about what was going right, what was going wrong. Like, they just needed to settle back in and play. And they kind of all did that. I remember in that, you know, going into that fourth set, the fourth set, we all just took a deep breath and said, like, this is our game, and this is our home court, and we have goals, and we just need to refocus and play, and they did just that. It was really fun to watch them come out and turn it around in that fourth set.
Was there at any point in time during the fifth set, Coach, that you felt comfortable?
I never really feel comfortable in a fifth set because things can just change so quickly. I've seen it happen before. But I know when we went out, they started really strong, and that was a really good sign for me. But then also when we hit point 8 and 9, we had a really big block happen, and that kind of changed the momentum, and I knew it would be okay. So
it seemed to me, Coach, even after picking up the win against Snow College, this was the first thought that popped into my head on Friday night. Okay, well, now Saturday becomes a trap game, and I am a full believer in trap games. You know, when you have a very big emotional win, right? How did you guys prepare for that? What did you tell the girls? Because it's not as if you had a ton of time to actually let it sink in that you guys did pick up this win. You had to bounce right back the next day.
Yes, and that's exactly what I told the girls. You know, I was like, okay, it's fun, celebrate tonight, but you have a game tomorrow. And we've seen in the past how if we're not ready for those games, how you can get into some trouble with them. And so I just kept reminding them, like, this is a big game also. Like, it doesn't matter if they're not ranked or whatever. Like, you still have to come out and you have to play. And I explained how scrappy they are and how they're not just going to back down. You know, they want to win too. We're in conference, and so the games are that much harder. And you could tell they were slow, and that they had just come off that big win, because it was a different feeling, but they took care of business, and I was glad that they were able to keep their composure and finish out that game.
Yeah, the atmosphere typically is just completely different in itself, right? And I'm sure that's something else that you guys had to contend with. The fact that Friday, the BDAC's rocking, there's the excitement of two ranked teams. You get that win, it kind of dies down. It's kind of like the aftershock, right? So how was the environment on Saturday? How was that for the girls?
Yeah, they definitely had to adjust. I mean, Friday was amazing. Like, that place was, the BDAC was just packed. And so It was hard coming in on Saturday, where the crowd isn't as big, but they were still excited to play on the home court. And I don't know, you could tell it was a little bit of an adjustment. It was funny because after the game, when we were talking with people, and they were just like, man, we're so tired still from that game. And so even the fans were feeling it, you know, and the girls were feeling it. But they came out and still took care of it. So it was good to see them do that.
Again, our guest right now is Coach Danielle Jensen, again, of the USU Eastern women's volleyball team. Coach, this win, yes, it's great to top a top five team, but with everything else, now 19-3 overall, a 16-game winning streak, 3-0 in conference play, the win is great, but boy, it just seems like it's a piece to something so big that you guys have built over the last month and a half.
Yeah, I mean, I was talking to my coaches about that, and it's so fun to win. And, you know, the coach and me, I was like, okay, I had to keep reminding myself, like, enjoy the moment, like, enjoy this win. But my brain, like, automatically goes to what's next and what we have to do next. And obviously, I know coming into this weekend, we have another huge game, and, you know, they're ranked third, I believe, or second, and so, or they're third, and so we have to take care of business again. And, you know, when we're looking at conference standings and that kind of a thing, like, they haven't lost yet either, and so we're both kind of fighting for that number one spot right now. And so there's always something, especially with this conference, like, there's always a game that you have to be preparing for. And and we'll get ready this week and hopefully take care of business this weekend with both teams that we play.
Yeah, you know, I don't think it matters what sport we're talking about. This is truly one of the most difficult road trips that an athletic squad at USU Eastern can endure. I mean, when you have to travel to Twin Falls and to Salt Lake, man, it's such a tough trip, because not only is it a long road trip, Coach, on top of everything else, but it doesn't matter what the rankings say. These are always two of the best teams in conference.
Oh, for sure. Yeah, and every year, I mean, this is one that we have a lot to prep for, not just on the court. And now they've changed the schedule. We had it where we were playing a Thursday-Saturday game, and now they've got it back to Friday-Saturday, and so it makes it even that much harder. Luckily, with, you know, the way that we set up our preseason and the way that we kind of push them in that sense, they should be ready for this weekend. You know, we played a hard preseason like schedule, and they'd have to play a late game and turn around and get up and play early in the morning, and so they'll be used to it that way. But it's always a challenge. It's going to be hard because they are two tough teams that we're going to have to play against.
So how do you approach practice this week, Coach, with everything going on? I mean, I know Monday through Thursday, you guys are essentially off. How does the schedule work this week for you? How do you push the girls? How do you let them rest? How does that all come together?
Oh, there's a lot we do. Yeah, because there's a lot that they have to balance with school and just, you know, normal life and volleyball. And so it's really important for us that we focus on not only, like, working on what we need to inside the gym. We have a whole thing, you know, that we obviously need to work on and get better at and what we need to approach with the two teams we're playing. But we also need to make sure that mentally the girls are taking care of themselves and physically, and they're sleeping and they're eating well. And so we tend to check in with them often and try to give suggestions and watch them and that kind of a thing, just to make sure that they're prepping, you know, not just the day of, but we start that preparation today. You know, we came in, we have film sessions, we do that kind of thing with them too, and just making sure that everything is flowing the way that we need it to before we step on the court on Friday is super, super important.
Well, Coach, it is always great to get you on, great to talk about wins. Always more fun to talk about a win, isn't it?
Yeah, for sure. It was an awesome weekend, so it was good to be able to talk about a win instead of a loss, for sure.
Oh, definitely, definitely. And I know the home games, we don't have too many more opportunities unless, of course, we win region and the girls will have an opportunity to host the conference tournament. But next Wednesday, right? That's the next home game against Colorado, next Wednesday.
Yes, correct. Yep, we'll have CNCC here, and then we'll have two more after that, and hopefully we're hosting the tournament, and we can have a few more games on our home court.
Yeah, definitely. Coach, it is such a pleasure to chat with you. Always fun to talk about the girls and to talk with you. So thank you again for the time, and best of luck this week. I know we'll catch up again real soon.
Okay, awesome. Thanks, Jordan.
It's always my pleasure, Coach. Thank you again. That's Coach Danielle Jensen of the USU Eastern Lady Eagles taking out the time to join us over the phone. Let's pause for just a moment. More Drive Time Sports coming up. It's Monday, so we have some college football talk to get into. Big, big win for the Utah Utes on Saturday. And we also have a week four of the NFL season coming to a close tonight. Rams 49ers. We'll talk about that NFC West showdown as well. All coming up right here on Drive Time Sports.